I am back. How's it going, Colin? How are you?
You want to talk to me about the countryside, do you, on this fine Sunday morning?
Well, to be honest with you, as you know, I live in London now. And
yeah.
I miss Ireland terribly, as does my wife. And a while back, I read an article on Totally Dublin. I don't know if you're aware of the publication. It's a fine publication, but they on their website, they put up 200 reasons not to leave Dublin.
Okay.
And, you know, essentially why Dublin is deadly. What I did was I came up with 17 reasons for why it's better to live in the countryside. Now, you'd be a Dublin man.
Oh, totally.
Right?
I mean, listen, Charlie, when I was young and we would drive across the Curra, the one thing that always amazed me, and I used to say as a kid to my dad, was, where are the gates? There's no gate. This is some size field. Where's the... Because you just associated the countryside with gates. Because my father was always obsessed with, oh, there's always gates open and there's cattle on the road, you know, because we're from the city. What'll we do?
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Who owns what here? But the Curra is a funny one because nobody owns anything.
Who owns it? Who owns it?
The Irish people do, and you graze your sheep out there if you have them. I mean, I guess technically the army owns it, but that's one of the reasons I love the countryside. It's the lack of self-importance. People from the country would never attempt to claim ownership of things that obviously belong to the entire nation, like live line and jam bands. That's the kind of thing that Dublin people do. They tend to go, oh, well, that's ours. It's not yours. We all own it.
Well, see, we in the city, we don't tend to have much, and an awful lot of us don't own anything. We're renting. So if there's anything that we can claim ownership of, if it's Joe Duffy, we'll take it.
Well, here's something that I think definitely country people have over you. It's a better understanding of the weather. Dublin people think that it rains when they're feeling sad and that the sun is shining because there's, you know, little lads in tracksuits jumping into the canal. Country people understand meteorology. So much so that we've come up with our own theories, and we've preferred weather sources for or new sources for weather news, like cows sitting down. It's a much better way to live, Colm. Things are cheaper there. I don't know if you're aware of this as a Dublin city slicker, but things in the country are just a bit, just a fraction cheaper.
I always notice that a pint of Guinness and a bag of crisps, you'll always save yourself about 25 cents if you go down to somewhere in Tipperary. But is it worth it for that?
But look, if you ever go down the country again, Colm, if you should ever venture out of the city, and I know it will kill you to do it, bear this in mind. Businesses down the country are usually open to persuasion. That's not something you get in Dublin.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you can't haggle in Dublin at all anymore. It's like, what can you do for me on the price? They look at you like you said, can I have it for free?
Yeah.
Down the country, you're much more likely to say, if you can somehow establish a connection, like I know your Uncle John Joe, there's a good chance that you're going to get a markdown.
I did years and years ago witness my brother-in-law, and there was a lot of us having dinner down. We'd rented a house down the country, and he did haggle with a butcher. And it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And I think he got a couple of steaks thrown in for free.
I don't know if I've made a case here for you moving out and getting down there, but I think the cheeky kids are the thing that I did miss when I moved out of Dublin.
You don't get them down the country.
You know, Dublin kids, little cheeky feckers, you know, smart remarks when you walk by, and usually about the thing that you're most insecure about.
The kids are, they'll always have something ready about the colour of your hair, your weight, or your shoes.
Your weight, yeah.
It's always one of those, you know.
Yeah, Andrew Maxwell told me a story of running through Kilkenny once wearing a blue suit and brown shoes.
Yeah.
And these kids shouted from over a wall, "Bleeding David Bowie."
Says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'll stay in the city for a while anyway.
All right.
And you need to stay in London for a while. So we will catch up with you next Sunday. All right, Charlotte. Take care of yourself.
Charlotte Regan. Thanks a lot. Cheers, man.